Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. More than 24 hours after a lone gunman tried to assassinate former U.S. President Donald Trump, the shooter's motivations remain a mystery. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
Take a look at what happened.
The what? An attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump has been etched into the minds of Americans. The why is proving more elusive.
It appears that he was a lone actor.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Kevin Rojek on the now dead 20-year-old shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks.
We have not identified an ideology associated with the subject, but I want to remind everyone that we're still very early in this investigation.
FBI Deputy Director Paula Bate says investigators are scouring Crooks' social media posts and have pieced together some of his recent communications.
We do have some limited insights into recent communications that he's made, texts and phone call detail information that thus far has not revealed anything with regard to motive or the involvement or knowledge of anyone else in this.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
In a primetime address from the Oval Office, President Joe Biden says it's time to lower the temperature in our politics and that we are not enemies.
I want to speak to you tonight about the need for us to lower the temperature in our politics. And to remember, while we may disagree, we are not enemies. We're neighbors. We're friends, co-workers, citizens, and most importantly, we are fellow Americans.
And that politics must never be a literal battlefield.
Disagreement is inevitable in American democracy. It's part of human nature. But politics must never be a literal battlefield, and God forbid, a killing field.
Biden earlier said he was ordering an independent security review of how such an attack could have happened. For additional stories, visit VOA.